except for the snapshot.
Yes, sirree. Snapshot Wednesday. And right now, Steve McKay's on the road, so we are in the process of connecting with him. And while we're waiting to connect, let's talk about the highlighted vehicle at Tony's today.
It is sweet 2024 Ram 1500 Bighorn 4x4 Crew Cab. Beautiful maroon color, Paul. Maroon exterior and diesel gray black cloth interior. That's
right.
A sweet ride.
Now, when you hear diesel, it doesn't have a diesel engine, but it does have a 3.6 V6 in it. So good towing power. And it only has 12,000 miles on it. It's a 2024. It's a truck.
I'd like to try a little experiment, if that's okay.
Okay.
There was one day last fall when I mentioned just casually, just was talking on the air about food, and the subject of Apple Crisp came up, and I said, wow.
Okay.
It was just a random thought out loud into the microphone. Wouldn't it be great to have some warm Apple Crisp right now and vanilla ice cream? And one of our listeners, Sylvia, brought some over a half hour later to the radio station, still warm. So I'm going to say...
Wait, you never told me about that.
Well, let me try this. Wouldn't it be great to have a 2024... That's what I really would like, a 2024 Ram 1500 Bighorn 4x4 Crew Cab, preferably maroon exterior.
And show up in the parking lot here? All right.
I keep looking.
We've put that out to the universe, and the law of attraction says your wish is my command.
Because I can see our Star 97.7 logo on the side.
Ooh.
I think that would make a great station vehicle.
I like the way you're thinking. All right. That's at tonysfairwayauto.com. Looks like we are connecting with Steve McKay now. So, Steve, let's get right to it. Here comes snapshot number one.
Well. I think we're talking another Steve, Mr. Miller. This is how I feel since I've turned 66. Times keep on slipping.
Into the future.
Yes, Steve Miller Band, you are correct,
right.
Steve.
Awesome.
Moving on to snapshot number two.
Well, I think we're going to do some initials here. How about PYT by MJ?
Nice. Excellent.
Very
yes,
good.
Michael Jackson. Okay, moving on to snapshot number three.
Oh, I think of John Belushi and his impersonation during Saturday Night Live. Is that the one and only Joe Cocker?
That is correct. I forgot about that. That was a hilarious skit.
It really was. Yeah.
And he nailed it.
They were dressed identically, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think Joe Cocker was at all bothered by that.
No.
I think he kind of liked it.
But it was still awkward. You had to wonder, what's really going on inside his head?
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, hey, if you get the bonus, you will tie Mike. We'll have a double grand slam today.
Ooh, okay. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So let's see how we can do.
All right. Here it is. This morning's bonus.
Wow, two things come to mind. We did a CCR recently that could be the beginning of Run Through the Jungle. Kind of has that guitar, that disoriented guitar thing. But the other one is, I think, the one I'm going to go with, Steppenwolf Magic Carpet Ride, maybe?
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride?
Well,
yeah.
Look at that! We have a grand slam!
Yay!
Oh, that is fantastic! A grand
slam. Should I give my speech?
Yes. Well, yes, and then Mike will give you his speech.
Okay, good. I'd like to thank all the little people I stepped on to get to where I am today.
And I would like to thank my mom and dad for making that last-minute canoe trip back in the 60s and having a couple of cocktails, and then I appeared 9 months later. Thanks.
Love it.
Oh, my. Little TMI there.
All right. All right. And a big thank you to Tony Murray's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday on Star 97.7. Now, let's talk weather.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Not a sparkling sky kind of day. We're going to call it partly to mostly cloudy at times. There will be some sun, but again, the clouds will billow up. Chance of a shower, right around 60 for the high, and a pretty decent breeze coming out of the south as well. Better chance at raindrops tonight, folks. And then for Thursday, maybe an early shower, then becoming partly sunny. And we're talking daytime highs in the upper 50s. Not as warm as it was on the earlier in the week, but we're on the other side of a front that passed through. So a decent day tomorrow after some early rain showers. And then on Friday, partly sunny, just a stray shower possible. Temps in the mid-50s. Most of your day should be dry. Marine forecast, there is a small craft advisory with winds out of the south at about 20 to 30 knots. So they're a little bit feisty. Seas are rowdy. So we got a feisty wind. We got a rowdy sea at 8 to 11 feet. A high tide at 2:45 this afternoon. A low tide about an hour from now at 8:37. Forecast brought to you by Friend and Friend, the girls and boys with the toys, your Polaris off-road headquarters on Route 1A in Ellsworth. I don't know if I should just end my day right now with a grand slam with my pal Mike. I think it's all downhill from now.
Well, I think we should both wrap up our day, Steve. Let's just walk out in victory.
All right. See you later.
See ya.